Everybody, welcome to this week's episode of the Entrepreneur Experiment Podcast with me, Gary Fox. It's that time of week. It's a mentor moment episode. This is from way back in the archives, number 33. That's nearly 200 episodes ago. Unbelievable. Listen to this Devil in the Detail episode from Connor Sheridan, the co-founder of Mad Egg and now the CEO and founder of Nori, which is a software management solution for restaurants. It's also raised $1.6 million, as if he wasn't busy enough running a successful restaurant chain. This one just blew me away and stuck with me for so long. Connor's level of detail before he opened his own restaurant was mind-blowing. Right down to the music he wanted to play on specific days. He wanted the beats to reflect the person's mood, so as it got towards the weekend, the beats would increase. And he knew exactly how many forks he needed. Like, this level of detail is incredible. He also talks about how restrictions can be a good thing. They can stimulate creativity when you got to work with what you got. This is this week's mentor moment with Connor Sheridan, the co-founder of Mad Egg and the founder of Nori. Before we jump in, quick shout out and thank you to my sponsor, Sage. Sage is the number one provider of payroll, finance, and HR software to small and medium-sized enterprises right across the globe. To find out more about Sage, click the link in the description. Now, on to this week's episode.
Often, like, the restriction you put yourself under can lead to the best creativity. If you have an unlimited budget, you've unlimited choice, and you get to paralysis by analysis of, like, oh, we can do this. Whereas when you're limited, sometimes it's the best.
Exactly, and we were very much limited, so we were kind of going, like, most of our budget was spent on the structural work, like getting the place ready to be a restaurant, because it was a mix of two units. Was a hair salon and a cafe beforehand. So after that, we were very much pretty tight in terms of budget. So we were kind of like, our big artistic pieces were like neon, like whether it's the one out front or the internal neon sign, which catches the eye, but like not cheap, but we just had to be realistic. So I went with like corrugated steel and stuff like that, and kind of a lot of box work, and played off the character of the building, that being kind of a little bit more aged and stuff like that. So, and it worked well. It came out well, and people liked the look of it, and it was slick enough.
You said design experience. That sounds quite broad. Like, how did you even approach starting that?
Yeah, so it's kind of, when I was looking at any kind of business going into, obviously, your focus on your customer, like for us then, say an experience. And I really feel like in this day and age, people spend a lot more time alone, or a lot more time working, or a lot more time engaged in their phones or their laptops. So it was like, they use venues like ours, or restaurants, or businesses like ours, as a meeting point, or a place to catch up with a friend for 30 minutes, an hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever it is. You know what I mean? They come in and you go somewhere, it's not going to break the bank, and you can kind of enjoy it. So we kind of said, like, that's your starting point. People are coming here to see someone they haven't seen in a while, or they're coming on a date, or they're coming here with their friends, and you're kind of going, let's just make everything that goes into that really slick. So started with the music. We're like, what kind of music do you want? It's like old school hip hop type stuff, and played off that, and the acoustics of that, how it hit off the steel, how it hit off the walls. Started looking at, like, getting guys in around that. So getting real bass, we put a bass in the ground in Cameron Street, so the bass hits the floor after 5 o'clock, we turn it up, and just that type of thing, and kind of a bit more energy, and choosing different music for different beats for different days, the faster the beats per minute on a weekend, get people more energetic about going out and stuff. Like, you put a lot of thought into it, like, and stuff.
I gotta stop you. Like, the level of detail here is bananas. I've never met a first time entrepreneur who's gone into this much detail. Like, where does this come from?
Became so obsessive about it because I suppose you had the 10 months from when effectively we agreed the deal to get to planning, to get to open. This was the only thing I was focusing on. So every single part of it was...
But still, though, like, this is, like, there's detail and then there's this.
Yeah, stuff. I know, yeah.
Are you extremely detail-oriented in everything you do?
I can be, and then I can be all over the place as well. So my business partner always says, like, calls me admin hero. Hand me a piece of paper, an envelope, and it'll be gone by the time we get to the car. Like, just terrible and stuff like that. But, yeah, when it comes to certain things, I can be. Like, I think when I did the startup cost for the restaurant, had everything down to the number of forks and where I priced them up, and sent it on to him, and he was like, holy shit, like, this is very anal. Like,
is either the best idea to get into business with this guy or the worst?
Yeah, intense character, obviously. Yeah.
So your stock drawer must be like, you know,
no,
talking earlier, Monday to Friday.
Yeah, no, it's not. Like, it's funny, with certain things I really am, and other things I'm not, so at all. So it's kind of,
that's phenomenal. It's funny, down to the beats per minute.
Yeah, just really thinking about, like, the music, the style of music to use at different parts of the day, when to use, what would even the day of the week. If it's a Monday lunchtime, people might be still a little bit shook from the weekend. Like, you're easing into a bit of Phil Collins or something. Like,
okay.
Well, no, obviously not. But do you know what I mean? You kind of think about that and different times. And then the experience being, just the type of how many group seats creates an atmosphere versus how many individual seats. Yeah. So we want to have, obviously in the centre of the room, we chose high tops because that's where the noise can travel externally. People can feel a bit more private in the two-seaters and the sides of the room. Mm. So they can get a bit more intimate, but you still have the noise that's travelling up above them, so that adds to an atmosphere and stuff like that. So,
okay.
Yeah, that was kind of from that level all the way out to then how we delivered the product. So stuff like the brand, the grease proof, like we were hoping, we knew it looked slick, we knew it tasted great. So we were kind of going, hopefully people will, we're going to take photos of this. So
it's very Instagrammable.
Yeah.
It's very Instagrammable.
I'm not going to lie, that was definitely on my mind from the very start.
It has to be for any business now. I think any business, no matter what you're building, as long as you're a customer focused, I think you have to be thinking about that.
Yeah, 100%. Because people we were targeting are the most active users in social media. Mm. And it's such a, with free or cheap, depending on how you use it, way to engage customers and get people in, particularly with this type of business. It's perfect for it because people eat with their eyes, you know what I mean? And they see it, they're like, wow, I want to go there. And it's not like it's a massive purchase for a lot of people. It's like, I'll go and try it. Yeah. You can kind of reel them in. And then if they like it, they keep coming back. And that's, And like, big element of DIY Cheesecake was around that. Like, we knew people were going to, we knew it was slick and tasted great. But we were like, we know people are going to take videos of this because it's different every time. Yeah. It's like, look at my masterpiece versus yours.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that. We were there last week. I got my burger or my chicken fillet came out and there's two young lads there beside me, like I say young lads, they're probably 18, 19, they're like, oh man, look at that, I'm starving. Like the minute theirs came out, the two phones out, and they were like sending it to their mates and stuff. It's very much that must play a huge part in your marketing.
It does, yeah. It's probably the biggest way we get business. So it's funny, when like we're at an inflection point with it now. It's like probably we were the fastest growing business Instagram page in the country.
Really?
Yeah, which is great. Bit of a pat on the back there. Like,
especially now, and it's getting extremely tough to build on Instagram.
But it was, so like it was massive, and I think like it was born more from like, I always knew we were going to focus on it, and we always knew as well, we talked about it, but how much we really did in the end was based on we weren't happy with the number of people coming through the door at the very start. Okay. Obviously the location itself had the vinyls up. It's a real lunchtime area in terms of offices. So it was actually queues at the front door to start for lunchtime. But nobody came in the evening because everybody's gone home from the offices. And it's a little bit around the corner from Cannon Street. So people aren't going to walk around. So it's like, how do we get out? How do we get this imagery out here? I happened to come across a customer, Freddie. He's Raw Dublin. Give him a shout out if you're ever on Instagram. He's an unbelievable photographer. He took a couple of photos.
Okay. We'll link his handle in the show notes.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, he's a good dude. Took some great photos and posted them out, and the reaction was unbelievable. I think he did a cheesecake photo for us, and we went up like 2,000-4,000 followers. Doubled our cheesecake sales for 2 or 3 weeks.
Really?
Straight after, in terms of tangibility of return on investment.
Oh, I love hearing things like that.
Used them for every photo since.
So wow.
Meet them once every 3 weeks to shoot. So funny.
So he comes in and shoots?
Yeah, so funny. Like he's like, send me your shot list for the weekend. I was like, well, I've got chicken sandwich one way, chicken sandwich another way. Holding it against the wall, under the light. I was like, yeah, all right. Like, just like, how many ways to skin a cat? Like,
yeah.
But you do, you take a song of different angles, different ways, like changing over time.
But
like,
a talented photographer is worth any money, I think.
Yeah, and we kind of worked with him over the time. So he had never done video before. He was only kind of getting into photography. So he was doing little clips of us, like showing us making, dressing up the cheesecake and stuff and overlaying some slick music over it. And they got massive traction. Like, so I think first ever videos we did was we really wanted to emphasize the province of the product, go back to we did a supplier series.
I actually watched that last week, yeah.
Yeah, and we were really proud of it in terms of like, we do champion our suppliers. They're written on our menu. We talk about them. If people ask us about them, they're the best at what they do. We're honoured to be able to work with them and deliver their product and combine it into what we do. And it was a really good relationship. So we shot the video and we wanted to do that on one side, but also reinforce the fact that there was a lot behind this brand. And it wasn't just like an Instagram photo type thing, you know what I mean? It was like, there was a lot of thought behind it. It was good quality and whatever. in that respect. So we shot the three videos, put them on Instagram first, got 2,000 views of each video. And we were like, that wasn't a lot of traction. Wasn't a lot of comments. And we were like, okay. Freddie the next week shot the cheesecake video, got 250,000 views in a week. And we had queues, like physical queues at the door and stuff, people coming in, Sean's father's. And for the chicken and stuff as well, people coming in. And I was like, well, this is the medium for that. In terms of the food, in terms of the background of the thing, we can come back to that and find different ways or different methods to promote this, and whether that's like a cue for our team or our guys to talk about the product and engage at different points. And because we don't want that to be drowned out. That's the core of the whole thing. That's the longevity of the brand, really, the fact of what we're doing there. But no, the Instagram thing, we found like, this is mad. So like obviously, when we opened the restaurant, I was the restaurant manager there until we opened the second one. So I was in there every single day, and you could see like who was liking it on Instagram. It was the same people who were sitting there. You're kind of going, there's a bit of traction and tangibility here. Like, this is good. And then when 10 to 15% of the people are coming in and showing you a picture on Instagram rather than opening the menu, you know, it's working.
Really?
Yeah, big time.
So people will come in and go, I want that one.
What is really? That? I want that. Like, don't even open the menu to see what it might be. It's like, just give me that. And you're kind of going, all right, yeah, grand.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. So
but isn't that, that's such an insight though.
Massive, massive insight. And it was so key to us then building out even like our target and demographics and stuff for people to come through. Just to see,
I
like,
love that.
Yeah, really tangible. Like people always go, I remember going into it, they go, how much do you really get out of social media? What's the ROI? You see the ROI when you're the one between us when we're managing the social media pages and we're in the restaurants and we can see who's coming in. The same person who goes, let's go here tomorrow, does go there tomorrow.
Yeah.
With their friends, I mean, you can see that. And that's the level of detail you do. You look at every, we were looking at every single profile, not like looking at their physical profiles, but seeing
the trends.
Yeah, seeing who they are, like what they like, that type of stuff. And yeah, so it's really key insights at the start of a business to see what really works, what doesn't work.
I think that's valuable advice for every entrepreneur listening. Like, massive. That's huge.
Because like, I have gotten calls of guys from all walks of life and go, I'm really interested in like promoting my business through social media. What did you do? What didn't you do? What worked? You guys are so active in it or whatever. And I was like, yeah, like it's a bit of trial and error and you see what people like. But as I said, knowing your customers. So we knew people we were targeting were the most active people on social media. And we're like, well, let's deliver an image or deliver it in a way that it's realistic to how it is.
Yeah.
But it's also, you want to eat it. Like you want to do it.
There's something about food on Instagram that you're just like, oh my God.
Exactly. I save and bookmark so many places. Yeah. I see it and it comes up. Like did it over the weekend and actually end up booking somewhere off the back of it. Like, so.
It works.
Yeah, it's such an easy way to go. Like, I want that. I want to try that. Do you know what I mean? It's not like you're buying a car or something. Like, you're going to go out and try it. Like,
you talked about already, it's an experience and it's...
Yeah, something different.
While it's not a big investment, it's there's nothing worse than a bad meal.
No, 100%.
Especially when you're busy or, you know, you're doing a date night or whatever, there's nothing worse. You go somewhere, you're like, oh, this place is dumb. But like,
yeah.
It's just not a good experience. And you're just like, oh, let's just eat and get out of here. Like, it's just...
Yeah, 100%. And like, that's a message that we relay to the teams. Like, we're... The guys on the ground get it. We have a really good team now. We always have, I suppose, but it's grown with us and they really understand the big picture that, like, experience number one, consistency number two, that's the business. Like,
hope you enjoyed that mentor moment with Connor. Wherever you're listening to this, go and hit subscribe, whether it's on Spotify, Apple, or YouTube. It helps the podcast grow. I'll be back here in a couple of days with an Idea Lab. Have a great week.